What's up, beautiful people? Thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz. Hey, guys. Hey, it's been a minute, huh? I know. Let's get into it. So what's going on, loves? What's new? What's old? What's blue? I've not talked to you guys in some months now, so I'm eager to jump back into it, and we're going to just let this episode flow. Honestly, all the episodes normally flow, so what's really new? But, you know, hey, it's, you know, bear with me. I had a couple of thoughts of some things I wanted to talk about, but to be quite honest with you, I'm just in a different space right now. So I'm going to speak on, you know, what comes to my mind and what comes from the heart. And I'm going to just, you know, have a conversation with you guys per usual. What's new? What's really new? But anywho, you know, so I just been, you know, it's funny, you guys, because I know that it goes a lot of times where I'm not consistent with dropping an episode for you guys. And just that's just not a good thing. It's not a good thing. It's not a good look. I cannot tell you guys how many times I have countlessly recorded and then just did not publish it. Like, I couldn't even tell you why. There is no reason behind it. I just didn't do it. I'm not sure it's because I just didn't like it. I didn't feel like that episode spoke to me, whatever. But the crazy part is, if you guys have been listening to Spaz since I've dropped it, I dropped Spaz back in 2018, I believe. Yeah, because Spaz is going to be, and I should actually know my baby's birthday. But Spaz will be 3.5 or 4 years old, maybe three. I don't know, whatever. And I've always just, you know, recorded and posted. And, you know, that's what I'm about. I like to be authentically myself. Anybody who listens to this podcast who actually knows me in real life and is a friend of mine or whatever the case may be, and shout out to all my friends that support me. I appreciate you guys so much, and thank you guys for believing in me and always speaking kind words to me, because I'm an artist and I'm sensitive about my shit. And I appreciate that. I really, really do, because it's very easy to be discouraged. You know what I'm saying? I can't explain why. It just is. It's easy to be discouraged. It's easy to shut down. I know for me it is. I can post something or do bad, and I can just, like, I mean, we're our own worst critic. You know what I mean? We're our worst person. You know, you're battling yourself. We should be battling your. I know I do. I battle myself and only myself, and try to think of ways and certain things that I want to do better with myself and so forth. And that's because deep down inside, you know, I'm tuned in. I know what I'm capable of. And I think we all know what we're capable of, or the things that we need to work on, our weak and strong points. God, get it together. Our weak and our strong points. And so I've done that many times, recorded episodes and just didn't post it. I don't delete them, though. I will not delete them. And I also won't go, and I can't say I've ever went back and listened to them either. So I don't know about that. Maybe one day I'll just get bold and be like, fuck it, I'm going to just release this and let the people have it their way. You know what I'm saying? What does it really matter? We're going to make it do what we do, babe. But, you know, so that, you know, that's what, that settles that. And so, you know, it, honestly, what it comes down to is I find myself, you know, sometimes struggling with things that just motivate me, that truly, truly motivate me as a, and I've really been sitting with that. And that's one thing I'm in a, these past years of my life, I mean, I guess all of my life, all of our lives, we're always searching for something. That's just kind of what it is. But these past, you know, few years of my life, especially as a grown woman and an adult, I don't know. Number one, when we become adults, we think differently than what we probably, you know, thought about in the past or anything of that nature. Me personally, there's a lot. We all are in a space of unlearning things to relearn things for the better. We've already had conversations about that on Spaz, and I'm pretty sure people have conversations about that amongst peers and loved ones. I hope you do. Those are really important, healthy conversations to have. So I hope those conversations are being held. However, like I said, I sometimes I have moments where I'm really seriously, like, just finding it hard to be motivated. Hard to tap into my creative side, and I don't find the words. It's strange. And if you really know me, I must say I'm a pretty creative person. always have been. And so it's weird, naturally. And it's weird that I find it a struggle a lot of times to tap into. Especially, I mean, you know, it's weird. Like, you got ideas and you know, you have it in your head, but then you see somebody do it, so you get discouraged. You don't do it no more. You don't revisit that dream. You don't revisit that gift because there was something in you that sparked that feeling that made you want to go, you know, go through with that. You know, that was actually you manifesting what you wanted in your life. I guess I'm trying to figure out what blocks and manifest, right? That doubt, that fear, and all that kind of stuff. That self, you know, you just damn near lifeless. You don't believe in yourself, and that's not healthy. And then I take it to the point where, and I've been grumpy. I mean, girl, like I'm talking to only girls. I'm sorry, niggas. I'm sorry, boys. I'm so sorry, guys. But then I take it to another inch and another level, and I look around my surroundings and stuff like that. Because at the end of the day, let's face it, you are also motivated by what's around you, what's going on around you, because that's what you're constantly seeing, right? So that's just what it is. That's human nature. That's life. It is what it is. And for me, I have a lot of friends who are mothers, great mothers. You know, a lot of my good friends are mothers, full-time mothers, single mothers, married mothers, you know, domestic partner mothers. I know a lot of moms and fathers too. And I know a lot of single people too, but like for the most part where I'm at now, like, cause I still live in the city where I went to high school in. Right. And so I know a lot of my partners. And of course, at my age, I'm 32. A lot of my friends are married. They are, you know, actually they're not married, but they have children. Some are bigger, some are small. Excuse me, y'all. Excuse me. Some are small. Some are just getting started. You know, everybody's on this, a different path, but they're on a certain path. Right. And I've noticed that a lot of my friends, I've even had certain friends tell me, like, man, like, I didn't know what my life meant or what it was about until I had my child. Like, I felt like my life had no purpose, no meaning. Like, I didn't really know what I was living for or whatever. And a lot of people feel that way who are parents. A lot of people feel that way just overall, you know, without even being a parent. You just sometimes you sit down and you have to ask yourself, what are you living for? And what are you about to make life and what are you getting out of it? You know, what's what? Like, when, you know, when you're just in the phase of sorting things out. And I personally sort things out a lot of times, a lot of different times. And I'm just, I don't know, I'm very patient with myself and I allow myself space. And that's just where I'm at right now, especially being on the single journey. I've always been pretty much in tune and centered with myself for the most part, but I'm tapping into a whole nother level of being centered and, you know, and having an understanding and patience with myself and so forth. And that's a different conversation that I would like to have another day. But for the most part, you know, I've heard that quite a bit, that people, you know, they find their purpose and their meaning when they become a mother, because they got something to get up and go get for, because you got somebody at the house that's dependent on you. And there's a different type of a push in that. And that's a beautiful, and that's one thing for me personally that I find so dope. And great parents to get out and go get it for your kid, because you ain't got no choice. You feel me? Especially single mothers. You don't have a choice but to get out there and make it happen. Your baby got to eat. These lights got to stay on. This house needs to be warm. My baby got to have clothes. Like, you know, just certain things that your mind is constantly on. You on go at all times. And so then I have moments where I'd be sitting. I'd be like, damn, like, I ain't got nobody that's, you know, like, really, it's me. Like, I always have to find it within myself of how I'm motivating myself. What do I want next? What next chapter do I want to complete? What's the next goal that I want to try to attempt or that I'm going to attempt or what's what? Like, you know, but I'm doing it me, like, just by myself. Ain't no partner, ain't no kids, ain't no nothing, ain't no motivation, no nothing. It's me. I am my own motivator. So therefore, when I'm finding myself going through those phases of just not feeling so creative, overly thinking, or trying to juggle, you know, personal life with my creative life, with this over there, with these people over here, like just constantly doing and thinking about too much at one time. So I literally have to strip myself down of my thoughts and I have to get it together and I got to pace myself and be like, wait a minute. Okay, so what's important and then what's doable, what's this, what's that. I kind of make little groups, right? And that works for me for now, because I'm constantly changing shit too. And don't ask me why. I think that's just what it is. I'm a Sagittarius and I tend to get bored. And I just have these little twinkles in my head going. But so I thought about that, and I had to really look at that, like, damn, okay, like, it'll be really nice to have, like, and I never, the single friends that I have, and this is another aspect of this, the single friends that I do have, I guess I can have this conversation with them, and if I were to have the conversation with them on that type of a level, it would 9 times out of 10 be because I started and I'm seeking something, or I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to converse and have a conversation. I love conversation, and I like tapping people's mind and getting opinions. And I'm just, that's just me. I'm really curious about what people feel and what they think. And I think it's important that we, you know, we tap into that within ourselves, with people, all that. We need to get communication back healthy, normalize communication. Like, come on now, for real, let's really normalize communication. But I'm sitting there, you know, thinking, like, damn, I don't even have, like, partners that I feel that's going to be, like, transparent and vulnerable with me on this level to feel me on that. Like, do you ever think like that? I guess a couple, but then I tend to think like, oh, I don't really want to be calling and bugging them because they got their own stuff going on, da, 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 and motherfuckers be sitting on the couch chilling. Like, just sitting on the couch chilling because we're not really doing nothing at this age if we're not working or out and about, you know, doing things or taking a self trip or whatever case may be. For the most part, when we on our regular day-to-day schedule, my peers are chilling. We're not out here. Well, you really shouldn't be out here looking like, where's the party at and all that. Like, we should be past that in our lives. But, I mean, you know, hey, to each his own. Because let me tell you something. I like to get out and have my fun. I have my times when I'm bar hopping. I have my moments, okay? And I'm safe. I'm safe when I'm doing this. You know, I don't need nobody, you know, coming at me with no COVID bullshit. But for the most part, you know, that's where I'm at with it. So I've never turned around and asked a friend, like, hey, do you feel like, what are you living for? Like, what are you living for? And I really want to ask that. And so people, you know, y'all who are listening, who are single, have you ever asked yourself that? Have you ever asked yourself that? Like, what are you living for? And, you know, who do you do it for? What is your purpose of waking up every single morning? Do you want to give up sometimes? And I'm not talking about, I mean, some people are on another level with that, but that's not where I'm coming with it. I'm just saying, like, I just want to know. I just know that I ain't the only person out here thinking like this. You know what I mean? And does that thought and does that emotion scare you? You know, does that worry you sometimes? Is it something that you feel is not healthy, not normal? I mean, there's people who have children who still don't know what they're living for. You know what I'm saying? And so I guess it can go either way. You know, I want to be open-minded and sensitive to that as well. But that has a lot to do with why I go through these phases, you know? So I figure, like, you know what? When I do come back to them, let me come back and let me be authentically honest. Let me be vulnerable. You guys know that I love vulnerability, and I think it's a very healthy space. And, you know, let me just tap in with my spazzers. Let me, you know, tap in and, you know, let them know what it really is and express myself. And hopefully get some feedback and clarity from people who listen, and you guys reach out to me on my Instagram and my handles and stuff like that, and let me know, you know, what is it? You know, I know this is a normal feeling, right? Don't be leaving me hanging. But, you know, and it's so funny because, and this may go left, and some people may not really understand this. Some people might be like, oh my God, here she goes or whatever. And honestly, you already know, fuck them all, who cares? But a sense of me has looked at it like, I wonder, why don't I, because I'm dealing, you know, I have a lot, especially now, I have a lot of, you know, when it comes down to another, you know, not having nobody, but like a companionship. And I have people who really freak out when they are single and they're going through these phases and they're going through these emotions. They're feeling like they're never going to make it. They're never going to have kids. They're never going to be looked at as beautiful. They're never going to be a wife. They're never, all these things that they put on themselves because they're putting a time limit on it. And there should be no time limit on that. You know what I'm saying? And that's another thing I struggle with, because I believe time is really valuable. And I want to be present in every moment of time, literally. You know what I mean? I want to be able to recognize it. And me, I don't know if it's because I smoke a lot or what, but I forget a lot of things. And so lately, I've been trying to, like, slow down and really seep in the now. Like, really, really just soak in the now. Take it all in. dissect it when I need to dissect it, and let it pass when it needs to pass, let it flow when it flows. Like, just certain things I'm, you know, that I'm tuned in with. And so I realize that that itself is really, like, scary, terrifying for people. Terrifying. Like, my mom, you know, God bless my mama's heart. She's just now, I believe this is my mom's first time ever moving and living on her own. She's always lived, you know, with a roommate or with her boyfriends at the time. Or, you know, of course, if she's a kid, with her family, a big family at that. Or, of course, me and my sister. She's never, like, lived alone. And it always used to trip my mom out that I live on my own. I've been on my own for some years now, and I'm okay. Like, you know what I mean? Not as far as, like, been on my own for some years, as far as, like, been on my own. I've been on my own taking care of me for some years now. But I'm talking about being a single woman, no children, no husband, no fiance, no boyfriend, no nothing. And I'm just here. I'll even put myself out there. I have moments where I want to get out there and date again. Then I have moments where I'm like, y'all kind of weird, and you men are just too much, and I don't know. I don't have the time. And I'm still a work in progress, and I know that I am. There's still some things about myself that I know I got to tap into a little bit deeper in and face them. You know, I've had some wild ass. I mean, y'all, listen, y'all been missing out. I have not been on this mic sharing the good news, but I've had some wild decisions and wild moments, and another, you know, more spankings from God, setbacks, things of that nature. It's where, but to, when things like that happen, I will literally stop and I will sit in that. Because like I said, I like to sit in that moment. I need to feel how I'm feeling in this moment, and I would like to remember. I would like to remember, you know, in a sober mind if I can. I mean, I'm going to smoke. You know, but then I have moments where I don't even blow. Like, I won't blow. I'll sit there in peace. You know what I mean? Won't even meditate. I would just sit, like, and be still, be extremely still, you know, from several minutes up to, like, you know, an hour. But anywho, I start really realizing, like, wow, like, this is something that it's a struggle for some people when it comes to that. I know I just, you know, slid into another conversation, but you already know how I do. I'm back, and I'm back the way that I want to be back. So whatever, let's keep pushing. But some people really struggle with that. Some people really struggle with, you know, doing and sitting solo and not having that, and just sitting with their thoughts. Like, it's almost like people are afraid of who they really are, what their thoughts are really telling them, to actually really listen to what your mind is saying. And maybe you're afraid because you don't have control over your mind. Maybe you're afraid because you want more, you know, you want more things going on mentally. Like, you want to think of more things. You don't think that you have a thought process by yourself. I don't know. There could be so many reasons why. Who really knows why? But I just really realized that it's not a lot of us, especially, you know, when it comes to this, I can only relate to women. It's not women that's really out here doing that. You're constantly worried about what the next person is doing, the next friend is doing, the next girl with her husband, her boyfriend, all the men that she over there dating, and her perfect relationship over here, and this cute family over there. My girl just got married over there. Oh my gosh, she's engaged now. Oh my gosh, she just found out she was pregnant with her other child. And meanwhile, I have not even started. All these things, all these distractions, all these things that can make you feel bad if you allow it to, when there's no reason to. There's no reason to, you know what I'm saying? Because timing is everything, and everything happens for a reason. Everybody's life is different. Everybody's blessings are different. Everybody's purpose is different. That's just what it is. There's no need to compare. There's no need to be worried about what's going on over there or how do they feel over here. None of that. Like, none of it. Because it's, number one, it's going to just do nothing but give you anxiety and overwork yourself and your thoughts when you should be slowing down and being present in the moment. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that that's one of my personal struggles, but it's something that I do encounter a lot with in a couple conversations that, well, actually quite a bit of conversations that I have. And I take that on. Like, I really will take that on. I'm not, you know, pretty sure that I'm some type of a form of an empath. Like, seriously, because I take things on. And I really, really wish that I wasn't like that sometimes. I'm extremely sensitive a lot of times, and it's a lot going on. That is not Jules barking, y'all. That's a whole nother dog with no class in the background barking, because I wish she would. Jules gave me purpose, in a sense, in a way. I always think to myself, like, well, you know, it's a responsibility. I have to get back to my dog. I have to feed her. I need to get her out for a walk. It's a schedule for me, and it's something for me to do. It's something that kind of keeps me occupied when I need to be occupied. And when I want to sit back and look at the bitch and be like, no, bitch, we laying down. I'm chilling watching TV. We could do that, too. If I need to leave her at the house for a couple of hours because I'm about to go do me, I can do that, too. So right now, that works. Our relationship works, and it works beautifully. You know what I'm saying? Straight beautifully. Another thing that I've been doing is I have been, like, not entertaining no conversation that I don't want to entertain. And I mean it. Like, I'm not entertaining it. And it's for my own sanity. Either this is going to overwork me or over make me think or make me feel a certain type of way. I'm just leaving it alone and dismissing myself. Or I'm just being very frank. Because that's another thing I've been getting back into. You know, I've always been a forward, blunt person. I can't express that enough. I cannot keep telling you guys this enough. And if you know me, you know me. It is what it is, whatever. However, you guys also know that I went through a phase of, you know, learning time and place for everything. How to not say this in such a tone and really work on my listening skills and my tone of voice skills and all these other things that I just naturally be trying to work on with age and maturity. When you grow, you learn, right? And you apply those learning lessons. However, it's also been harder for me because that's my personality and it's who I am. I naturally am like this. I did not have to learn to have a voice. You know, it was opposite. I had to learn how to control my voice because I believe in speaking how you feel. If I ever have children, that's a hard lesson that they will know. They will know. My babies will know that you look up, you speak, and you speak with authority. And you be very assertive when you speak. I tell my nephews that, and he's 5 years old. He can care less and don't even understand what I'm talking about. But I tell him that all the time. You assert yourself. You look them in their face and you assert yourself. Especially because he's a little black boy. That's really big on me. But I think that kids, it's important to speak that voice into them very young because too many, you know, if they have it in there and you ain't tapping into that voice, they will never know how to use it. Especially now. Well, I mean, come on now, y'all. It's 2021. We got people out here like really censoring people. I mean, we're literally watching this happen before our eyes. It's wars going on about this. Like, a voice is a powerful, powerful thing. An opinion is a powerful thing. And I believe in that. I sincerely believe in that. And so that was another little rant, but whatever. And so, what was I talking about? What was the point? I mean, that was a good point. But what was my main point? Am I gonna remember? Oh, so back to, you know, going back to, you know, speaking how I feel and asserting myself. If I don't want to deal with this conversation, if I feel like this is a negative situation or a negative conversation, a negative environment, I'm gonna remove myself. I'm gonna tell you that I'm not with it. I'm drawing the boundary. I'm already been set on my boundaries. I've already been not apologizing for my boundaries or nothing of that. No, I'm far from there. I am far from feeling bad about how I feel. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to ever make you feel bad about how you feel, even if I don't agree with it. But where I draw the line, as I draw the line, people tell me, that's mean, you're mean, da, da, da. I don't like that at all. Stop calling people who set their boundary, who draw their line, who assert themselves and who they are and how they feel, quote unquote, mean. That's an attack. I think that is like bullying. And I feel like you're trying to put your problems on me. And it's not, no, baby, I'm not because that's not me. Can I be mean? Absolutely. Can you be mean? Bitch, yes, you too. You too, nigga. Everybody can be mean. You know, we all have it in us to be nice, kind, sweet, evil, all that. We all don't have the same control over ourselves the way that everybody, you know, that way that some people do. And that's why I can't let people come around here putting that on me, because I can truly say as a grown woman, I have control. Why? Because I'm in tune with myself and I make sure that I'm centered. Plain and simple. I'm not going to say that I don't lose control. I'm not going to say that at all, because I'd be losing control and I'm probably going to lose control way more than a few times in my life. I mean, I don't even want to count. I'm only 32. And that's right, I said I'm only 32. I have a lot of life to live. And so you know, and I'm going to live and I'm going to learn and I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep unlearning things because why? Time changes and time evolves. And I'm going to always keep up, plain and simple. I'm going to keep up with the Joneses. And so I've been seeing that. Like, no, I'm not apologizing for that. I'm not apologizing for how I felt. I'm not apologizing for how I told you or whatever the case may be, because if you felt that way and that's how you felt, you know, you have the right to come and tell me. And I would like for you to come and tell me, because there might be a point where I didn't mean it that way. And I need to clarify that right there, because that's not how I meant to come off. But you might catch me on a moment to where, yes, I meant that. And I meant it in that way, in that tone. I have that stank look on my face because that's how I felt. You know what I'm saying? Just, hey, let's own it because I'm done with it. I don't want to be around certain conversations that aren't motivating me, speaking to me, pouring life into me, encouraging me, inspiring me. I don't need that. I only want to be, you know what I'm saying? I've been working hard on that. I'm literally not seeing certain friends, not doing certain, because I can't have this shifted because I'm just in a different space. And I need to, it's important for me to have control of this space that I'm working in right now, and the space that I want to continue to move in. That is important to me. It is necessary. This has to work. It has to happen. It has to. I'm 32. It's time for change. Plain and simple. Like, I'm not really feeling how I'm feeling. I'm not, you know? So it's like, yeah, that's out. That's out. It's old news. That's yesterday. That's gone, gone. I'm over here now. And I ain't looking for it. You feel me? I like this. I'm comfortable. I'm content right here. I want to continue to be around things that inspire me. I want to be able to be around nothing but positive, uplifting conversations. I don't want to hear about your boyfriend drama that you got going on. I don't want to hear about your baby mama, baby daddy drama, your court issues and stuff like that. I don't want to hear about that depression all day. All day, every day. That's all we're talking about. I don't really want to come around friends that you're only speaking about yourself all day. Not once have you asked me how I was doing. Yeah, I'm good off that. The thing is, I'm not mad that you're not in that space. I'm not. You may be in a very, and y'all know that I'm here for selfish. You guys know that I'm here for a healthy selfish. I will always advocate for healthy selfishness. I'm here for it. However, I'm not here for that unhealthy selfishness. That's toxic, and I don't want it around me. I don't want that around me or Jules. So therefore, it's not welcome in my house. We live here. Okay, I don't want it. I don't want it. It brings me down. It brings me down, and it's not always easy for me to get up so quick, like how it is for other people. It's really not. It's not. And that's just my reality. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying it's always going to be that way. I'm not saying that it is always that way. But I do have a lot of moments where it is that way. It's that way. Like, I emotionally just get, I just take it to another level. You know what I'm saying? And so, and I have moments where, you know, my heart just gets too involved. You know what I mean? And so, I got to draw that. Like, nah, you ain't really in my best of luck right now. And I'm seeking change. Something has to change. Like, the situation, like, something, I need something else around me. I need to be tapping into different things. I need to pick up a different book. I need to write another note. Plain and simple. Like, you know, and so, hey, that's where we're at with that. And so, hey, you know what? By the time you guys hearing this, Mother's Day would have already passed. Yeah, Mother's Day would have already passed. And so, all the mothers out there and the fathers who are mothers, happy belated Mother's Day. This is probably way, way past Mother's Day. Y'all probably gonna be getting this late, and I do apologize, but whatever. I'm getting it to y'all though. And it's a short one. It's gonna be a very short one, and they're not gonna be time limit or anything of that nature. I just feel like I said what I needed to say. You know what I'm saying? Came on this mic. I miss you guys. I miss talking to you guys. And I just wanted to drop where I'm at, some thoughts that I wanted to share, some stuff I wanted to get off. Hopefully I get some feedback from some of you guys. Other than that, though, I appreciate the time that you guys put to the side for me. And I appreciate all of the support. I really do. None of it ever, ever goes unnoticed. Shout out to my partners who always will literally like, so when are you dropping spats? When are you dropping spats? I need that motivation. And so I'm grateful. Thank you. Thank you for that. You know what I mean? I sincerely thank you for that. And I'm pretty sure that when I hear that, I'm always hugging y'all, telling you thank you. But for real, thank you. This was fast.